Oh, my pet. It's so nice to see you. I'm so glad you're here. Here's what we're going to do today. You will edge for me four times, and the last one will end with a ruined orgasm. You will ejaculate, but you will not have an orgasm. Your only reward is simply to be my good boy, and to demonstrate what a good boy you can be for me by following my instructions exactly, even if it brings you no orgasm. You do want to be my good boy, don't you? The joy of my voice and obedience to my voice is the greatest pleasure of all, isn't it? Giving me your orgasm as your token of ownership to me? You're mine. You're my good pet. I'm so proud of you that you'll do this for me, that you give your orgasm to me. Now, before we begin, go get some things for me. You will need some lube for your cock, hand lotion or sex lube, whatever works best for you. And if a toy will arouse you and make it harder for you to edge without coming, go get your favorite toy. Now, pause the audio while you go get those things for me. Back. To allow you maximum opportunity to show your devotion to me, we'll edge together several times, each tougher than the last. The last will be special, your most devoted act to me. You can hold the edge for 58 seconds before you ruin for me, can't you? I know you can if I ask you to. I know you can do anything if I ask you to. On the last edge, I will give you a countdown. When the count reaches two, you will remove your hand from your cock. You will ejaculate when I reach zero, but you will not orgasm. We will ruin your orgasm together. You will give me this gift of obedience, and I will give you the gift of my appreciation. Oh, my pet, you're such a good boy. So, for the first one, let's build to the edge slowly. Let's do this one dry. Such a good boy. Take your cock in your hand and just squeeze it. No stroking yet, just nice and firm squeezes. You enjoy that, don't you? But we will make this a slow one because I really want the edge to be intense. Now, start with one finger and trace your shaft up and down, following all my instructions like a good boy. Knowing that you're masturbating to the sound of my voice gets me really wet. I wish I could help you, but my voice will just have to do for now. And knowing that you will ruin your orgasm for me makes it all the hotter. Now, wrap your hand around your cock and relish in the feeling of anticipation for a moment. I love to imagine your hard cock in your hand. Now gently rub your cock for me. Start with long, slow strokes up and down your cock. Nice and slow. From the base of your shaft to the head. Does that feel nice? Stroking your cock like that? That's it. Keep moving your hand up and down. You like that, don't you? Doing exactly as I ask. My good boy. Stroke a little faster. That's it. Keep stroking it for me. We're stroking it faster. Nice and hard. Are you close yet? It's time for your first edge. Let's edge you for 1 minute, starting in 15 seconds. Stroke it to get right up to the edge. So you can do it. 1 minute. Keep stroking as pleasurably as you can, right at the edge. Tense your muscles or do whatever you have to do to avoid orgasm. It's very important to me that you stay as close to orgasm as you can, but without coming. Keep stroking, but don't come. Oh, you want to come? Beg me. Let me hear you. Please, dear Brex, let me come. Beg for it. I am so pleased that you are following my instructions so carefully. I know how much you want to come. But you won't, will you? Oh, you are such a good boy to put your orgasm in my possession. I have not given you permission, and this exercise is about building stamina and obedience. 5 seconds left, but don't come. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now stop. Hands off. Let's rest. You did such a good job of holding it for me. You did it for me just because I asked you to. Thinking about you so aroused and so obedient. When I think of a guy jerking off, that's pretty hot. But when he's masturbating to the sound of my voice, well, that gets me really wet. I'll join you this time. I'll caress my soft nipples to hardness and gently tease my clit. Let me catch up to you. I bet you're still really hard and really aroused. But don't stroke yet. I bet it will only take a few strokes to get you back to the edge. You want to get right back there, don't you? It feels so good to be on the edge. You'd like that, wouldn't you? I can see you instinctively moving your hand towards your hard cock. But just wait. Let me catch up. I'm lightly pinching my nipples, running my fingers over them, thinking about you and your hard cock, ready and waiting for you to stroke it again. Just me playing with my nipples gets me so wet. And since I already was wet, well, you can imagine the mess that I'm making right now. Playing with my nipples and thinking about you, waiting for me. Now, you go ahead. That's right. Hold it and jerk it for me. Get that lube out. Lube your hand. Stroke it slowly. Lube that sensitive head. Now massage that spot just below the head. Now wrap your whole hand around your whole cock and stroke slowly. Imagine it's my pussy caressing your cock, trying to draw you up. But I wouldn't let you come now, even if I were there. You know what I need right now? I need to hear you whimper. I want to hear you beg. I want to be the one that makes you sound so desperate. I want to make you want to moan. I want to tease every part of your body and brain. I just want to leave you breathless. I love it when your voice starts to crack with so much excitement, so much desperation. It makes me horny knowing how desperate I make you, and how bad you want me, how bad you want my pussy, and how bad you want to come. And that you've given me ownership over your orgasm. Such a good boy. It's time for us to edge together. 40 seconds right at the edge. Stroke for me. Stroke it the way that makes it as hard as possible for you. Maybe you like fast. Maybe you like slow. Whatever gets you right to the edge and keeps you there. Show me how devoted you are to me. Make it hurt. You really already do enjoy this, don't you? Oh, so do I. Knowing all that pre-cum is already running down your shaft, spread it over that sensitive head for me. Knowing how aroused you are. Knowing how much you want to come. I'm on edge, too. Oh, I've started thrusting my dildo in and out of my soaking wet pussy. Oh, imagining that it was your cock inside me, thrusting in and out, filling me up. Oh, I'm so wet thinking about you and your cock. Oh, whimper with me. Oh, I want to hear you whimper. I want to hear you moan. Oh, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Stop. Take your hand off your cock. Hands off. It's a good thing I stopped us both early, isn't it? You're such a good boy. Can you make it to the end so we can ruin your orgasm together? I know you can. You're my good boy. You've given me your orgasm as a gift, and I hold that gift as precious. I want the best for you. And today, a ruined orgasm is best for you. You want to be totally mine, don't you? Give up all control to me? Good. You've got your little break. Start stroking again. Do you need any more lube now? Now, just focus on your head. Spread all your pre-cum over it. Give it a good squeeze. And don't you think of stopping, no matter how sensitive you are. I'm so happy to see how careful you are not to orgasm prematurely. That makes me happy. I will be so pleased with you as we ruin your orgasm together. You may ask to come, even beg intensely. In fact, it makes me very happy to know that you want to come and that you choose not to, simply because I have asked you not to. We will work together to get you as close to orgasm as possible and make this as hard for you as possible so that you can show me your maximum devotion. You want to do this for me, to be my good boy, don't you? It's time to etch again. Following all my instructions like a good boy, Let's see how much you can take. Let's edge for 50 seconds. Stroke your cock for me. Just like that. Faster. No cheating. No stopping. Don't stop, no matter how sensitive you are. Stroke it a little faster for me, baby. Come on. I love the wet sounds your hand makes on your cock. I love hearing you whimper, begging me to let you come. But no, not yet. I'm gonna play with myself too. I started thrusting that dildo in and out of me again. Only now, I'm also rubbing one of my nipples. Oh, I am so wet, thinking of you whimpering and begging. Oh, I want to hear you beg to come. I want to hear your whimpers and your moans. Oh, whimper for me. Whimper with me, oh. Stop. Hands off. Let's take a minute to rest before the last build. I'm gonna have such a mess to clean up once I'm done here, and I hope that you've been enjoying yourself. I hope you're able to take a little bit of a deep breath, because this is it. I want you to stroke again. You're already so close to the edge, so this won't take long. I will get to come thinking about you, and you will get to ruin your orgasm to please me. Such a good trade, true? Nice, slow strokes. Slow, deep strokes. As if I were there, just edging you. Show me how much control you give me to control your stroking, and how much control you have to not come. Show me that I own your orgasm. Show me that you can hold it until the end, when we ruin it together. I want to hear you beg. I want to hear you moan as loud as I am. But most of all, I want to make you whimper. Hearing you beg, hearing you whimper, hearing the eagerness in your voice that you want to ruin for me, it just makes me know how devoted you are to me. Tell me how much you want to ruin for me. Now pick up the pace. Really work it. Oh, I'm about to come. But that's not for you to stop. Keep stimulating yourself. But don't come with me. Stay right there on the edge. Oh. Moan with me. Oh, stay there. Don't come. Oh, let me catch my breath. Oh, where were we? 15. You've been edging for me while I was coming, haven't you? And of course, you didn't come. You've been keeping the blood right there in the head, the nerves on maximum tingle. Oh, I guess this means this is going to be well over the time I said, isn't it? Oh, it makes me so happy that you're so obedient. What a good boy. Now we're going for it. I'll count you down. Are you ready to ruin for me? 15. 14, 13. Keep it right there. 12, 11. All to the sound of my voice. 10, 9, 8. Keep stroking. 7, 6. Right on edge. 5, 4. Imagine it's me stroking you, knowing I'm going to ruin it. 3, Two. Now hands off. One. No stimulation. Zero. Ejaculate for me. Show me your cum. Just let your semen dribble out onto your stomach. How does that feel? Just a dribble. No force behind it. No flush in your face. No muscle spasms in your groin. Your breathing only a little elevated. Just feel it. Notice all the sensations that aren't there. Really let yourself be deep in the feeling of what you gave up for me. Feel the emptiness in your balls. Feel how the edging primed you up on edge. And then nothing. You spent your load for me, so you can't do it again. Oh, knowing what you did, and that you did it just because I asked you to, and you knew in advance what would happen. Your obedience makes me so happy. You are such a good pet. My pet. All mine. I own your orgasm. Remember, I told you that the joy of obedience would be the greatest joy of all. Doesn't it feel good to know that you're my good boy? How much I appreciate it? That you belong to me? That you trust me to own your orgasm and to take good care of it for you? You gave me the gift of knowing what you're doing, so I had a really hot orgasm. And you had no orgasm at all. Enjoy the sensation of belonging to me. Such a good boy. My good, good boy.